Welcome back to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. I am so excited about the show that we have ahead of us. We have some phenomenal information that could save lives. I am Dr. Michael Karlfeldt, and with me I have my co-host,
Tanya Hobo.
You're going to need to tune in to what's going on today. The information is jam-packed, so don't step away.
So excited. Let's go ahead and get this started. Well, welcome to Integrative Lyme Solutions. We're here today with Brenda Cosentino. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, so I'm so excited to hear your story. I mean, how did it all begin?
Well, it's been a long drawn out saga. I first got sick in 1993. I was a single mom at the time, and I just noticed. And again, I don't even know when I got bit. I've been bitten by ticks many times in my life. As a child, as a teen, I've always hiked, been an avid gardener, outdoors woman. So I don't know when exactly, but in 93, I noticed suddenly that I became extremely fatigued almost overnight. And I had body pain, like as though I had the flu. And it just kind of got worse and worse and worse. And with it came a lot of cognitive impairment, forgetting where I was going, forgetting how to spell things, forgetting, you know, at one point I forgot my son's middle name. I couldn't even spell my own name. Just embarrassing things in doctor's offices. And so I was told that I was depressed at the time. I was also struggling with depression. So I was put on antidepressants and told that I was depressed. And for the next 14 years, I was told by 7 psychiatrists that I would be on meds for the rest of my life. It was the greatest nightmare. It was a living nightmare for 14 years. And with it, I kept having, you know, the body pain, migraines, headaches, ear pain, tooth pain, joint pain, every kind of pain you can imagine. Every day I was in pain, and I was told that it was a side effect of the psych meds that I was on. And then to make matters worse, I ended up with chemically induced bipolar disorder. So then I would have like extreme highs, extreme lows, and then suicidal ideation.
Did kind of your life, did it warrant depression, or did you feel, that I have a good life and I don't know why I'm depressed?
Well, I mean, I was a single mom. I was very poor at the time, you know, living in quite severe poverty. I had a home, I owned my own home, and I was able to put food on the table, but we were poor. I mean, I had suddenly become a single mom. So yes, I was depressed. And prior to that, I lived a very high stress life as a realtor in Toronto. So I went from this very high stress, and I really think I was in burnout. I had just completely burnt out. And so onwards, I just dragged myself through life, really. And so then I was in and out of, you know, psych hospitals and I remarried in 1996. I got married, and I married a beautiful man. So, and he was very supportive. And so things got better financially, but I was just this train wreck of a woman, really, in every way, spiritually, physically, emotionally. In 2007, I decided that if I don't get off all this medication, I'm going to die. I just had that intuitive feeling that I was just being poisoned. And so I pulled myself off all of my meds and started mineral and vitamin therapy. There was a company in Canada called True Hope, and they were giving high dose vitamins and minerals, and that's what I did. And actually, I noticed immediately that my anxiety dropped about 80% when I got off of those meds. Now, I was still depressed, and I was still, the fatigue was brutal. That was in 2007. In 2008, I found a doctor, an integrative medical doctor, and he diagnosed me finally with chronic fatigue fibromyalgia, mm-hmm. which was
the typical.
Okay, ones. At least I had. Yeah, and I was doing fine off the meds that I had been on for 14 years. And I went through a whole year of withdrawal from those meds. It was brutal. And so I'm just doing all the talking here, but I'll just
it's your journey. That's what you're supposed to do.
Exactly. I am curious about one thing though, for, you know, usually with psych meds, I mean, you have to get off very slowly. Otherwise, it just kind of hits you like a train wreck. So you did not have that. It seems like what you're saying, your depression was about the same and your anxiety got 80% better.
Yes. And I think, and yes, I agree. Like, I would never do that again, knowing what I know now. But then all of a sudden, you know, I was like, well, I'm off them now, you know, I'm not going to go back on them. But I think because of the high dose vitamins and minerals, and I really think that they helped tremendously to make that transition, off of the meds. But again, like, I still had the brutal fatigue, the body pain, the headaches, the migraines. I still had all of those symptoms. But the anxiety, and the suicidal ideation went away overnight. Now I'm talking about, I would be on, you know, suicide watch in hospitals, and my husband didn't, like, that's how severe it was. But that completely went away when I got off the meds. So I knew I was on the right track. I knew I was at least going in the right direction. And I was very determined to heal myself one way. I was either going to do it or I was going to die trying, but I could not live that living hell of being medicated for 14 years. That I could not do anymore.
Like you're saying, this was medically induced, meaning that you started with depression, but then as you start with these pharmaceuticals, it did not get better. It just got worse, more severe, suicidal, bipolar, all these things. Yeah.
Yeah. In 2004, I became medically disabled, on a disability in 2004. I couldn't work. I couldn't drive. I had no reflexes. I couldn't. And for 10 years, I barely left my house. I barely left my house from 2004, really, until I recovered. I mean, I spent 2 years in that period not even able to go down to our basement level in our home because I was either bedridden or housebound. And on a very good day, because I'm also a recovering alcoholic, and I quit drinking in 2000 because I thought, okay, maybe that's my problem. So I quit all alcohol, all drugs. I felt like I was always quitting something in my journey, but it was a very good day if I could go to a recovery meeting. That was like, or if I could wash my hair, if I could have the energy to hold my arms above my head. That was a good day. That's how sick I was. And so this practitioner, and he did help me, I think, initially, you know, he got me off of gluten and dairy. You know, we did food testing, which helped. And then specific carb diet, which helped a little, you know, not a ton. And then he did chelation therapy, which almost killed me. I was bedridden for 2 weeks at a time. And then I lost confidence in him as a practitioner because I thought, okay. And he wanted me to do a third treatment. And I said, if we do a third treatment, I will be dead. I will not survive another third treatment. And little did I know at the time that I had very low minerals in my body. And so every time he did that, I had lower and lower minerals. And this all came, you know, as I researched, as I learned, as I journeyed. But to his credit, and he was studying too, he was, you know, because Lyme in Canada was kind of new on the scene. And I said to him one day, you know, I think maybe I have Lyme disease. I've been researching about Lyme disease, but because we didn't have a lot of Lyme disease in Canada, this was in, at that time, this was in 2012. And he started really digging and researching and he also does muscle testing.
And which so is incredible, right? I love it.
Yes. 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 And, you know, and I understand you also use muscle testing and, you know, so I said, okay, he said, I have I'll test you. And so when I finished, he said, yeah, you have Lyme disease and Brenda, you have every co-infection that I ever test for.
Wow.
And so I was like shocked and stunned. And I said, okay, and he wanted me actually to seek treatment in the States. He said, I can't treat you. I'll lose my license in Canada. I can't. And there was a Lyme test in Canada at the time in 2012. And he said, I could test you, but he said, I've sent over 100 tests and they have all come back negative. So he said, there's no point in testing you. Just go to the US, get proper treatment. But we were poor. I mean, I hadn't worked. I'd been disabled. I had been on disability for 10 years at that point. And I said, well, I can't afford that. I can barely afford to come and see you. And so I decided I have to figure this out on my own somehow. I have to figure this out. And so I, you know, with Facebook groups, there was Stephen Buhner's for Lyme protocol. And so I felt like that resonated with me. Because I had been so harmed by the medical system and anything medical, I couldn't do antibiotics. I was scared to. I just thought, I don't think, and I had horrible digestion at that point. Like, because the psych meds had like ripped shreds through my intestines for 14 years and all the fluoride in them and everything else, my digestion was shot. So I decided just to go a natural route, and I thought I can always do antibiotics later on if I'm unsuccessful. So I ordered the herbs. I actually started parasite cleansing first. I should back up because parasites have been a big part of my recovery. Prior to that, I got all my mercury amalgam fillings removed and started eating a lot of...
By a biological dentist or just a regular dentist? Okay.
Well, half and half. Okay. Half and half. The first half with just my regular dentist, because I couldn't have, my husband, you know, had benefits. And then we found a biological dentist who accepted our benefits. So it was half and half. I got them all out. I was eating a lot of garlic. I was told to eat a lot of garlic to try and get the mercury out. And I found, lo and behold, a roundworm when I looked down into my stool. And so I began parasite cleansing, and I had an endless parasite problem, endless. And it took me a whole year the first time to get rid of them. And I used Hilda Clark's. I modified her recipe. I made my own recipe, which was stronger than hers because I also had ropeworm. So I had a whole symphony of infections, and I hadn't even gotten to the Lyme yet.
So with
the Hilda Clark, just for people so they can understand, what did that look like? I mean, did you pulse it? You know, did you take it for 2 weeks on, 1 week off? I mean, how did you go about doing the parasite cleanse? I mean, what kind of product were you using?
Well, I started with her protocol, which was just cloves, wormwood, and black walnut. And it just wasn't strong enough. So then I started adding my own, making my own, because it was terribly expensive to buy these little bottles. So I could just go to Mountain Rose Herbs and other places and order. And, you know, I could get a pound of herbs for $15. So I thought I had died and gone to heaven. I thought, okay, now I can really, you know, I can really do what I need to do, because I had a terrible round room ropeworm infection, which is just brutal. So these stealth infections, they need very, very high doses. So what did I do? I treated with my own recipe, which I have on my blog, for over a year. And I finally got rid of them. Like, I got rid of them.
Wow.
But I was still sick. Okay.
So how did you know that you got rid of them? Was it just that you didn't see them in your stool anymore?
Yes, I didn't see them. And when I took a full tablespoon morning and night, there was no herks. I know that when I don't see anything and there's no herks at my full dose, I'm clear.
Yeah.
That's just how I gauge it. So, when I got the Lyme diagnosis, I thought, actually, the first thing I did, I went to Mexico for a month of ozone treatments. I had a friend, friend of the family. He gave me, you know, like $5,000, and so I could go to this clinic in Mexico. And I did 30 days of ozone. I did major autohemotherapy with, you know, hyperbaric oxygen and some acupuncture and some homeopathic. And I felt great for 2 months. And then I relapsed. Because I relapsed again with, for sure, the parasites. And then at that point, sorry, I keep going back and forth. Then at that point, I found Stephen Buhner's. So what I did was I did a quick parasite cleanse just to get cleared out again. And then I started his herbs, his protocol, his original protocol. And I took that and I felt very sick. I had a ton of herks for 3 months. It was just brutal. And then I started Dr. Terry Wall's diet. So there was Dr. Hilda Clark's, Stephen Buhner's, and then Terry Wall's diet, level 3, with intermittent fasting. And the fourth thing I've done all along was hair tissue mineral analysis. I actually, in this whole process, became a practitioner of hair tissue mineral analysis. I studied. And so with those four in place, I reached remission in November 2014, I have completely regained my health. It's been an absolute miracle. I have been completely Lyme free. I've been completely medication free since 2007. I have zero pain in my body. I'm going to be 60 years old in September. I hike. I work. My husband and I now have a micro farm. So we raise our own organic chickens. We have our own organic eggs. We raise our own meat birds. We have huge organic gardens. And it is a miracle.
I love that. It's so 21 years of battling. I mean, you had 14 years of not knowing. 7 years of working on it, clearing it out. And now you have been since 2000, so that's 8 years of enjoying life.
Yes, yes.
That's wonderful.
It is. It's, you know, it's beyond incredible for me. And it's funny, like I have a blog and I am I work as a health coach and I actually work with Lyme clients. That's what I do. And I was talking to my husband tonight, and I could have promoted my business so much more and written more, but I just so wanted to experience life. And because I was sick, and I was sick for so long. And so now, like, we're just always busy, you know, working and hiking and swimming and kayaking and canoeing. And I'm not traveling that much these days because I didn't go along with the medical requirement in Canada 2 years ago. So, and I love to travel, but that's starting to change here for us in Canada. So it has been every day for me now is just a miracle.
Yeah. And it's crazy how we go through that journey. We go through what we call hell, literally. And when we get better, it's like, I don't remember life ever being this good. You know, my life is totally different than it was before I got sick, but it's also totally great. You know, it's just a different feeling. And I don't even know sometimes how to explain that to somebody unless somebody's had Lyme. Maybe they understand what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, that's amazing. And I love that you're growing all of your own stuff because as you know, diet is such a huge role in anybody, not even if you're sick, you know, just to stay healthy, to stay off of all of those medications. And I know what that's like to get off of all those, you know. When I was sick, I was on anxiety meds. I was on pain meds, but you know what?
Yeah.
That was what I had to do to get through life. And I didn't like it, but I don't think I would have been here without them. And so when I was able to get off of them, it's just such an amazing feeling to, you know, be pharmaceutical free. Like, I love it. Yeah. I don't want to take those things for anything.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, now
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just, you know, like it's incredible to wake up and not have pain, to be pain free. You know, to have energy, to have, and I realize now, like, you know, and I went through a perfect menopause and, you know, at age 54 in remission, and it was a non-event.
Wow.
And I was telling my daughter, don't fear menopause, but there's so much negativity around menopause. It was a non-event, you know, it was like nothing. And yes, I'm very blessed that my husband, like, we eat well. We still eat Walls Paleo 3, intermittent fasting, still intermittent fast. We have all these greens coming up now, all organic food. You know, it is like a Garden of Eden some days. Like, I look around and go, we're chemical free here. And we live off grid. So there's no EMF. There's no EMF towers around us. It's just so wonderful to live in a, you know, with clean food, clean water, and clean air. It's so hard to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Terry Walls, I mean, I adore her. I've gotten the opportunity to spend some time with her, and she's a really caring, and she's there just to kind of support the people around her and do whatever she can to help people go through their journey just like she had to go through hers. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I mean, her diet, like, I did everything. I did vegan, vegetarian, raw food. I even lived in Costa Rica for 3 months eating fruit every day. Like, I did it all. And when I found her diet in 2014, I had no reason to eat any other way, because I finally found for me what works. And for my husband recovered from Lyme also, basically doing everything that I did. So Dr. Terry Walls, Stephen Buhner, you know, Hulda Clark, I have to give these people all the credit, really. And Dr. Watts in Trace Elements Lab, for his hair analysis, you know, I just did my little research and put them all together and it worked. You know, the information is there. It's all there. If people want to get better, it's all out there. It was out there for me. And it's still available.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, back when I was really sick, you know, I didn't even know about Facebook groups. In fact, I don't even think I was on Facebook. So there's so many amazing support groups out there, and, you know, a lot of these, you know, the Stephen Buhner or Dr. Rawls, they'll do webinars that are free just to get information out there that there's ways that you can treat this on your own. And that you don't, you know, you're not forced to do antibiotics like a lot of people think that you are, because I think I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying that you're already sick. You're going to take antibiotics. Yeah. Now you're going to hopefully be well, but you're going to have a really messed up gut, you know. I just think there's a lot of easier ways to go about getting rid of Lyme. So it's nice that they spread all this information around.
Yeah.
And the comment you're making, like in Canada, that there wasn't a lot of Lyme, I mean, it doesn't mean, you know, like I'm sure you already know, it doesn't mean that there wasn't a lot of Lyme. It was just that people like your integrative doctor, he didn't dare to treat Lyme because, you know, he would have lost his license. So no one can then diagnose Lyme, nor is there a good test that actually tests for Lyme. So that is a reason why there is not a lot of Lyme, is because one, doctors don't dare to diagnose it. Two, there's not a good test for it. So all of a sudden your symptoms, you know, and this is why people hop, you know, from doctor to doctor, you know, trying to figure out what's going on. They get diagnosed chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, this autoimmune condition, depression, anxiety, bipolar, all these different things just because of the stigma around Lyme.
Yeah.
Or I should say medical stigma. Medical stigma.
Yeah.
It's very sad. Yeah. It's very sad. But, you know, that's why we do this podcast.
That's what we do. We have to do to bring information out, and so that people like yourself and listeners can put pressure on their doctors, that doctors feel public pressure that they have to educate themselves and start to look for viable solutions for their patients dealing with these complex disorders, instead of just kind of grabbing a pad and, you know, 2 minutes writing a name and here you go, take this medication and please leave my office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's
very tragic.
Yeah.
It's very tragic.
Yeah. So I'm really grateful for what you're doing, for the education that you bring, for allowing or for kind of taking that stand and connecting people with resources that's available that benefited you.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I, you know, I went back to school and I became a nutritional therapist with the NTA. I would say 90% of my clients have Lyme or chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, mental illness, depression. So I work with them nutritionally, and many get better just doing the same simple things. You know, the other thing that I think a lot of Lyme people miss is the, you know, the lack of minerals in the body, because when you're chronically ill for 20 years, I had no minerals left in my body. I was completely bankrupt. And so if we just give the body just the very basics, the body will heal itself. But it's those simple things, you know, like giving iodine and magnesium and you know, just the most simple minerals will help a person tremendously. And like I said, I have none. I still test my hair once a year to make sure, you know, and my hair tests are great at this age. Like it's amazing, but I still supplement and I eat well and I get my rest and I avoid toxins of every kind, you know, beauty care products and cleaning products and, you know, low EMF. My computer is, it's plugged, it's hardwired right into my router. We don't have Wi-Fi on in the home. Like there's so many things that are, you know, creating a toxic body. It's and it's so multifaceted, this disease, you know. So it's we have to, I think, get rid of all the toxins and then introduce all the nutrients. And I think what happens with most of my Lyme clients anyway is they go to doctors who focus on kill. And that's all they do, and they don't focus on the terrain of the body, the environment, the essential fatty acids, the minerals, the blood sugar balancing diet, hydration, you know, all these very basic things, which in my experience help people. And as you know, from what I know of you, Dr. Karfelt, you, this is you basically. That's why I was so happy to come onto your show. And I'm so delighted to be here.
Thank you so much. And I couldn't agree more with you, is that, I mean, just like us, you know, these pathogens or so-called pathogens, I mean, I would say microbes, they live in an environment as well. And when we mm-hmm. alter that environment into something that is dangerous and threatening to them, they express and behave differently. And so then they look mm-hmm. upon our bodies as a threat. I mean, it's an environment that is dangerous to them, and then they are going to attack that environment. But if we then shift that terrain into a friendlier, you know, where we don't expose mm-hmm. them to this dangerous EMF or chemicals or heavy metals, and yeah. and we support our adrenals so we don't pump out all these mm-hmm. cortisol, you know, then all of a sudden, the pathogens, they calm down and said, oh, I don't need to replicate as much. Oh, I don't need to produce all these mycotoxins or these toxins. I can live in a harmonious environment. And because mm-hmm. we can never get rid of the pathogens, we can if we just kind of create an environment that's symbiotic and beneficial for everyone.
Yep. Yeah. We certainly learn a lot about health in our bodies and what they need and what they're capable of doing when we have Lyme because, you know, we advocate for ourselves. We figure out a lot of stuff on our own. our bodies are amazing. We just need to set them up for success. And that'll take us a long ways.
And I want to kind of highlight, I mean, you mentioned doing the hair mineral analysis. Hair mineral analysis is just such a fantastic tool, and it really gives, you know, like you're saying, you know, I was depleting all my minerals. You have, you know, you look at also the different patterns, you know, with the different minerals, and that can give you a huge understanding in regards to how your cell functions, how you're able to transport sugar into the cells, how your thyroid is functioning cellularly, your adrenals, how you process proteins, how you're able to eliminate heavy metals, how your hormones, your estrogen, progesterone, I mean, all these different things can be learned by watching patterns on these hair mineral analysis. So that is such a powerful tool. So I'm glad that you get that under your belt. That's really cool. Beautiful. Well, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show. Is there any kind of final words of wisdom that you feel that people have been diagnosed that they should take with them, you know, before we end our conversation today? Because I know you dealt with a lot of Lyme patients.
There's many ways to kill Lyme. That's, you know, many different ways. You know, you can use herbs, you can use antibiotics, you can use all kinds of different things, Rife, and I would just say to people, like, really listen to your gut, because we all have to become our own doctors with Lyme, I think. And I think we know what we're drawn to. Some people are drawn to different things, and I think that's great. I think it's a very individual process. So I would say, trust your gut. And I would also say, you're going to have to do some work. You know, you can't supplement your way to good health. It's not that easy. You're going to have to change your diet. You're going to have to reduce toxins. You're going to have to reduce stress. You're going to have to get some good sleep. You're going to have to drink water. You're going to have to drink less booze, less drugs. You know, you're going to have to do some work, because I have so many clients, God bless them, but they think they're going to recover like drinking alcohol like every second night and smoking cigarettes and doing this and doing that and eating sugar and eating processed food and, you know, eating, like, it's just not going to happen. And my clients that can, you know, really, and diet is a very individual, I've really gotten that, like, Walls Paleo 3 with intermittent fasting is perfect for me, but people have to experiment with diets, and you have to eat clean food. At the end of the day, you have to eat clean, whole, real food. My blog is called Real Food Rebel for a reason. You have to eat real food. And every client that I've had that's had great success, they've all really changed their diet and they've cleaned up their lifestyles. And those are the ones that get well. The other ones, they kind of limp along. But it requires a lot of discipline, you know, to recover from any chronic illness. You have to stop doing whatever it is that you're doing that is contributing to your illness. And I think those that understand that they're either going to work with their body or they're either going to work against their body. And we, every day we have we decide what are we putting in our bodies? What are we putting in, around, or on our bodies? Those are all going to affect our recovery. And so that's usually what I tell them. It's, you know, you're in the driver's seat. You're driving. You're driving your body. You decide how far you're willing to go. How far are you willing to go to get well? I had to go really far. As we all did. Anyone who's recovered from Lyme had to go to great lengths to get well. That much I know with 100% certainty. So that's what I would say to them. Just do it. Just do the work. And then you can reap the benefits, and you will reap the benefits, and you will get well. Because, to be honest, I never gave Lyme all of the credit. You know, there were a lot of other things that were causing me harm along in my journey, my life journey. So I never gave Lyme all the credit, but it is a very, very serious, serious, serious thing to bring into remission. That I will say for sure.
Yes. No, and I agree. And I think exactly what you said is perfect, because, you know, we talked about Facebook groups. There's a lot of groups out there and all they want to do is commiserate. You know, it's either you want to put in the work, you want to quit eating that fast food, or you really don't want to get better. Do you want to sit there and complain about, you know, have the pity city on you or something? It's you got to do it. And it's so, so worth it to get on the other side. And, you know, we all have those cheat days, but the only person you're cheating is yourself. You know, you can't, you're not, your doctor's not going to say, well, you know, oh, doctor, I had a cheat day today. He doesn't care. You're cheating yourself. You're not cheating him. you know, so you got to do, it's a lifestyle change. It's not something that has to go on forever. I mean, I remember I ate like four foods for a long time and that was all I could have. And that really sucked. It did. And you're not going to have to live like that forever, but you are going to have to make some sacrifices and really stick it out to get through the hard part of it. But once you're on the other side, you're going to want to feed your body with the good fuel. So
exactly.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much. And we will put your blog on your title so people can find you.
Okay. Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed meeting you both, and keep doing the great, all the great work that you're doing.
Well, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure, and thank you for everything that you're doing.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks, Brenda.
The information in this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or treat any disease. I hope this podcast impacted you as it did me. Please subscribe so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. There are some excellent shows coming up that you do not want to miss. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please take a moment to write a review, and please don't keep this information to yourself. Share them with your family and friends. You never know what piece of information that will transform their lives. For past episodes and powerful information on how to conquer Lyme, go to integrativelymesolutions.com and an additional powerful resource, limestream.com. For Lyme support and group discussions, join Tanya on Facebook at Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors. If you'd like to know more about the cutting-edge integrative Lyme therapies my center offers, please visit thekarlfeldcenter.com. Thank you for spending this time with us, and I hope to see you at our next episode of Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt.